Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
31 young people are now certified in nutraceutical farming. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in
speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms,
Jamaica gospel song,
children's gospel song,
festival song,
world reggae dance championship,
creative writing,
visual arts,
culinary arts,
and the Miss Jamaica festival queen.
Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won.
Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
31 young Jamaicans are now benefiting from certification in nutraceutical farming in a bid to boost job creation and capitalize on opportunities available in the nutraceutical industry. The participants, ages 18 to 35, were selected on the basis of a background or education in agriculture, an interest in nutraceutical crops, unemployment, and access to land. They were trained in plant and tissue culture production, laboratory skills, extraction of essential oils, food safety systems, good agricultural practices, value chain management, and entrepreneurship. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and Vice Chairman of the National Commission on Science and Technology, Philip Powell, says the training exercise was designed to advance Jamaica's participation in the $600 billion US global nutraceutical industry. The training program was developed by the Biotechnology Center at the University of the West Indies, Mona, the Scientific Research Council, SRC, and the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, and embraces the cultural, science, traditional knowledge, and technology surrounding Jamaica's healing plants and waters. The program is designed to train more than 1,000 4-H Clubites across the island and has the capacity to become a major player in Jamaica's economy.
It is determined by reliable industry experts that Jamaica has over 50% of the established medicinal plants worldwide. Therefore, the herbal business potentially is a significant earner of foreign exchange. A program for development and growth of the industry must therefore be carefully formulated. Training and technical support are required for potential growers and manufacturers.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and Vice Chairman of the National Commission on Science and Technology, Philip Powell. The training program falls under an agreement between the Jamaica 4-H Clubs and the National Commission on Science and Technology to enhance agricultural production and tap into the opportunities available in the nutraceutical industry. The global industry is valued at over $150 billion, with projected growth of over $200 billion by 2016, with a new focus on preventive medicine and an increased demand for personalized medicine. And now for our proverb of the day. You make your sail too big for your boat, it going turn over. Translation, if you make your sail too big for your boat, it will capsize. And this means, never pretend to be who you are not.
This is the JUTC, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
JUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and this older man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that, JUTC.
Right.
JUTC, your route to excellence.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.